Mais Padre, nous sommes écoles de science. Okay, buenos días, friends. It's a great privilege to be here with you. In this place at Mary's, which is the biggest traditional center in numbers here in the United States, obviously in America. So it has been a place chosen by God to bring tradition and be strong in tradition. So I want you just to give a reminder, not to you and our friends, our oblates, the benefactors, who are here in us also, about what is the fight going on. I think people is losing focus of what is the fight, and we have to remind ourselves. In fact, something that we have been doing, the monks and the nuns, is in the same proportion we study doctrine, in the same proportion we study errors against doctrine. Because when the church studies errors, that condemnation of errors gives light to doctrine. And when you study more doctrine, that doctrine gives light against errors. So this darkness is good to study so as not to confound it with light. See, it's something that we have to do in an habitual manner, to study doctrine and to study the errors also. It's something that we have to study hand by hand. Yes. So first, a reminder, sorry, where we are standing now, what is the situation today? So, first we have to mention that Archbishop Lefebvre, the champion of the defense of the faith in the 20th century, he was very clear about principles in his mind, in his experience. So we can say that he has the spirit of the church in his mind, in his heart. Even in the pastoral aspect, how to rule, how to run, how to practice charity even, and the acts of mercy towards our neighbor. So he had, in the divine providence, he is the perfect shepherd, leading the flock, which is the remnant, towards the fidelity to tradition. We can say by one word, the work of Archbishop Lefebvre is fidelity. Fidelity comes from faith, yes? To keep faithfulness, as I keep the faith on the stain. So the reminder is the following. Our holy religion is founded upon the faith. The faith preached by our Lord Jesus Christ with his authority, which is divine. So we believe our Lord because he is God. And therefore, the requirement of our Lord to acquire salvation is our holy faith. It means that we submit to his authority, to his teaching, because he is God. It's a requirement in order to receive the sacraments. It's a requirement in order to receive charity, hope, graces, and heaven and the rest. It's the entrance to the Catholic Church. It's the entrance in the sharing in the sanctifying grace. It's the entrance to the belonging to the Catholic Church, to heaven. It's a reminder. So when we are baptized, the question for the one to be baptized is, what do you ask from the Church of God? And the answer is faith. It's the entrance. The second question is, what does faith grant unto you? And comes the second answer, life everlasting. So the entrance to obtain the end, which is life everlasting. So has been clear through the centuries, and as Bishop Lefebvre is his fight, that the faith has to be kept as a priority on staying on compromise, strong, in order to be able to be faithful to God and receive the help from God and to keep building up the kingdom of God. It's a sine qua non condition. Cannot be missing that condition. The day this condition is missing, that day everything is crumbling down in potency, because it's like an earthquake. You notice an earthquake destroys. Why? Because the earthquake comes from the underground. So the earthquake undermines the foundations of the buildings. This is why the buildings crumble down. So as soon as you are faithful to the foundation, so you don't build up upon the foundation, it's because it's Christ, it's solid and it's divine, you will crumble down soon or later. That's it. So we cannot build up in a foundation which is not the faith, which is not Christ, which is not St. Peter, which is not grace, which is not the Blessed Virgin Mary. We cannot. So simply we cannot. So we can compare the Catholic Church and our spiritual life to a building. So the foundation is the faith. The materials by which we use to build up is hope. By hope, by the promise of our Lord, by His help, by His grace, we build up, we receive grace of the Holy Ghost and actual grace and the Blessed Virgin Mary to build up. So the materials, the graces, the help is that we are building up is hope. And charity is the spirit which lives inside the building. So somebody is living there. Who is living there? Christ, God. Remember that the Holy Ghost is the soul of the church. So the spirit which animates us Catholics is the charity of God. God Himself, the Holy Ghost. But the foundation is the faith. So the very first link sine qua non by which we're able to enter the building and be able to participate from God's life and God's kingdom is faith. So what happened? For example, we have to obey always. Obedience is given to God, always. Through His delegates, the delegates of God are the Pope, bishops, priests, the parents, yes, the superiors. So are delegates from God. In that house, this is the church. Okay? So we don't obey when we do not obey. When someone steps out of the house in that moment and wants us to do something outside the house, we said, no, sorry, I cannot. Because to do something outside the house is a sin. It's liberalism. Liberalism is to detach my action from principles, from the foundation, from the faith. So it means to try to do something outside the building, See? Outside the church, outside the will of God. So if a superior, a delegate from God, asks me to do something outside the house, I will say, no, sorry, I cannot. And for sinful, I cannot obey. If you are inside and you ask me something, I will do it. It is for God. We work only in God's will, in God's love, in God's promises, in God's grace. We move. St. Paul in the epistle to the Hebrews. In God we move, in God we work, in God we live. This is why liberalism is sin. It's to work outside faith, outside the supernatural supernatural realities. So what happened? Since Vatican II, okay, the enemy has been pulling Catholics out of the building. So basically what happened? Because the faith, the Catholic faith, has been lost purposely by the leaders, Masons in the immense majority. So they have been building outside, the Catholic Church, with a foundation which is not the faith. So they want the children of God to help them to build up something outside God's will, God's faith. Impossible. This is why we don't leave the church. It's our spiritual fabric. We don't leave the church. They are those who are leaving the church. Okay? By building up outside the faith, outside the will of God, they are building something else. We keep calling them Catholics because someone is heretic only when they know that they leave the church if they keep heresy. They have to be formal heresy in order for someone to leave formally the church. It's why we keep calling them Catholic. But in fact, we must hold the Vatican II is a different religion. Okay? So the hierarchy has not been removed by God. So we are not celebrantists. So they are delegates from God, official delegates, as far as we know. But we are not following them in a regular basis. Why? Because they are building up, they are destroying the church to build up another religion. It's like they try to take the bricks that we built, or people have been building up, they're taking the bricks of the Catholic Church and using those bricks to build up their own religion. So having said that, Archbishop Lefebvre said, we cannot work with them until they convert. Means, until they start building up in the church, working, gathering in grace and in the will of God, moving according to the faith, at that moment we start obeying them. It's obvious. It's because they are destroying, we are building. We are doing two different things. They are destroying, we are building up. So we cannot work together. This should be obvious for any Catholic, traditionalist. We cannot work together with Rome because they are building a different religion. We are building up the Catholic Church. We cannot work together. Different end, different intentions, different beliefs. We are founded in the divine faith. They are founded in a human, Masonic, humanistic religion. So what happened now? So now, moving to the present moment, we see, for example, the SSPX. The SSPX is working publicly, officially, with the modernist Rome. It's a fact. They're sharing many things as if they were working together. One example, the matrimonies. They expect the Rome to be witnesses of their matrimonies. They expect permission from them, and even they register the matrimonies in the diocesan records, sacramental records. So it's a fact that they are working together. It's a fact. So because our Lord said, "He who is not with me is against me." So it means that if they're building, working with the enemy, so they are ceasing, because they are doing it on a regular basis, so they are not building up, they are destroying. That's it. That's it. It's why? Because they are compromising the faith. So the mistake of these SPX is, by working with the other religion, they are compromising the faith. Means they are not building for the church, they are building for the enemy. Yes? Should be obvious, I think. Because it's a regular basis. It's a frequent attitude. It's an official position of the SSPX to work with Rome in many issues. That they have not signed a contract is out of the point, because the fact, at the level of principles, that they are putting at the same level the divine foundation of the faith with the human element, the human foundation of the modernist church, as if they were the same building, the same foundation. This is precisely a mortal sin against faith, which obliges us to say that they are building up for the enemy. And they are helping to destroy the church. This is why we don't go to them. We deal with the SSPX as we deal with those who took the oath of the French Revolution. So Pius the Fifth is the one who wrote to the Catholics of those times how to deal with this priest who took the oath with the French Revolution. It's the same situation with the SSPX, because the oath during the French Revolution priest was to compromise at the level of the faith principles in order to keep working. So it's exactly the same problem with the SSPX. So what Pius the Fifth said, he said, because they are compromising the faith, you cannot go to their masses, holy hour, vespers, sacraments, only in danger of death. That was Pius the Fifth, not myself. This is not myself. No? And this applied to them. It's why we play the red light to them. So now, what happened with us? So for example, the fake resistance, no? Bishop Williamson, Bishop Sendejas, We have to say, we have to say, applying the principles. Because we have to be clear about principles in order to see how to take decisions and to discern whether we go or we don't go to the masses. We don't go by feelings, by opinion, but we go by principles. So the question is the faith resistance compromising the faith in a regular basis? Yes or no? From that will depend whether we go to masses with them or not. Okay? So what is the answer? Yes, they are compromising the faith in a regular basis. Yes. The answer is yes. First, why? Because first, they don't condemn SSPX assistance to working with SSPX. Means that we can work with the enemy. Second, they don't condemn the new mass as intrinsically evil. They don't believe that, they don't preach that. They say that new mass has something good in it. Have been said by Bishop Williamson, Bishop Sendejas, and Bishop Thomas Aquinas. The three had said that something good can be found in Novus Ordo. It's like saying that in the enemy religion, or the enemy, can be found something good outside the religion of God. If they said that on a regular basis, without being retracted, is why we don't go to their masses neither. It's a huge problem, I know. But we are here to be in the church. So we're in the Catholic Church. They are living. We keep the church. So we are in the visible church. So Archbishop Lefebvre asked the question. So where is the visible Catholic Church? And he said, it's wherever are the four divine marks of the Catholic Church, there is the Church. So, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one Pope, yes. Holy, apostolic, once holy, apostolic, and Roman, yes. So, if you have the four marks, you are inside the house, inside the building, inside the Catholic Church. You are. So the next silly accusation is, you don't have bishop. I think it's one of the most silly affirmations I have heard so far. You don't have bishop. Of course we have bishop. Who is the bishop of the building of the Catholic Church? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the shepherd. So the rest, bishops, pope, bishops, priests, are shepherds, delegated by God. And you need jurisdiction. So you need jurisdiction in order to lead the flock of Christ to Him. So, because we're in a state of necessity, yes, the jurisdiction is supplied to us directly from Christ, from the church. So I can be your shepherd, not because bishop such and such, or because the Pope, no, they are working for the enemy. This is why we have supplied the jurisdiction. So therefore, from where I receive the nomination of shepherd, or why I do what I do, because our Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd, gave me that flock to take care by supply jurisdiction. Therefore, who is my bishop? Our Lord. In times of necessity, in times of supply jurisdiction, the bishop is our Lord. Even the SSPX in the good times, when Archbishop Lefebvre gave to them four bishops, those bishops were not to have jurisdiction, so they were not to be shepherds. They were set to be auxiliary bishops, means to assist the flock with sacraments. That was not to be shepherds. Is it why Archbishop Lefebvre said that he preferred a priest as a shepherd than a bishop? So that people will not lose sight that we don't have jurisdiction as a shepherds. Therefore, you don't have to have a bishop as a head of a congregation. Because the jurisdiction that we receive as a priest in times of necessity doesn't come from the bishops, come from supply jurisdiction, come from Christ. So the bishop that we have is our Lord Jesus Christ in times of necessity. So it's a silly, very silly accusation. You don't have a bishop. What? What are you saying? Our bishop is our Lord. We are faithful to him. He's given to us this mission to lead his flock directly from him. So those bishops who should be knowledgeable and be helping the traditionalists more than the priest are those who are not working for Christ, are working for the enemy. That's it. This is why we only work with those who are faithful to Christ in matters of faith, because they are in the house, in the church, they have the spirit of the church, they have the four marks of the church. So this is why we are so few. Because in the Catholic Church, faithful to Christ, visibly, at least as far as we can see, there are very few. And not because we are few, we are wrong. No. We are just being Catholics. So this is why even if we call resistance, it's an adjective. It's not a substantial term. So we are just Catholics resisting, but we are just Catholic. Inside the Catholic Church, we have no leave. As a matter of fact, I give the example of, it's a bad example to give, put oneself as an example, but the example I want to say is that myself, I never was Novus Ordo, never in my life. So my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, what they were doing, I was doing from my childhood. I never went to a Novus Ordo Mass. So there is continuity. So my great father never left the church. My grandfather never left the church. My father never left the church. Myself receiving the same teachings, neither have left the church. So what is wrong with us? No, it's nothing wrong. The wrong is for those who have been unfaithful in matters of faith, who have been living or working outside the church. So we can say that SSPX, Faith Resistance, Indult, St. Peter's, Good Shepherd Society, they are working unfaithfully against the faith or knowing the faith. They are working for the enemy. That's it. Sorry. Sorry, but it's the consequences of principles. It's not calumny, it's not your opinion. If anyone is not agree, we can discuss the topic to clarify. But this is why we don't go to the masses, to the sacraments. And we face with it, because it's the will of God. It's the will of God that we are in faithful to his church, to his faith, to his love, and trust in him. Because we don't trust in men. We don't trust in society of priests. We trust that God is going to give us what we need by virtue of hope to persevere until the end. So what we need is the faith. And even if we don't have sacraments often, our Lord is going to give us the grace that we need through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So why to fear that we don't have sacraments? Why? It's no reason. It's not reasonable fear having the faith, having our Lord, having our Lady, having able to pray. It's not reasonable to fear our salvation because we don't have enough sacraments. No. No, 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 no. It's a lack of trust, of hope. Ultimately, it's a lack of faith also. It's why I will keep, we will keep reminding you of the devotion to Our Lady of Solitude. Because Our Lady in her solitude was faithful to God with very powerful piety, very powerful merits when Our Lord was absent on Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and even after the ascension of Our Lord, Our Lady 25 years in solitude with St. John, assisting at Mass every day with a great sorrow because she was in solitude, because she was yearning to be with Our Lord, united to Him completely. If she was in solitude, why we will not be in solitude? If that is the will of God, He will give us the grace to persevere in that solitude. So we have to encourage each other, have to keep this spirit, not to weak this spirit. Because otherwise we will be, instead of gathering, we shall be scattering. So it's why we have to concentrate our powers, our mind, our heart, and being faithful to the faith, in building up through the faith, by praying, by hoping, by expecting, by trusting our Lord, and loving Him with our whole heart. In spite all absence of grace and, sacraments and priests and human help. In spite of all those lacks of help, we trust our Lord. This is why I end with this. This is why I like very much to quote the example of Juan Diego, when he had an appointment with Our Lady of Guadalupe for the Tilma. It was an appointment to Our Lady. They fixed the time and the place to meet Juan Diego and Our Lady of Guadalupe. But Juan Diego, when he went to back home, he saw that his uncle, Bernardino, was dying. So he needed right away the last rites. Look, is it the extreme need of any Catholic is you are dying and you need last rites. You have to hurry up. So Juan Diego to get the priest and the last rites, decided to skip the appointment with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So he went the other way of the hill, Tepeyac Hill. So Our Lady found him in the other side of the Tepeyac Hill, stopped him. Juan Dieguito, the littles of my children, Where are you going? And when she said, be not fearful, be not anxious. I hear who are your mother. Are you not in the cross of my arms? Are you not under my mantle? Is there by chance anything else you need besides myself? It's the same question for us. We need sacraments, we need priests, we need help, we don't have human support. I am your mother, is not enough for you? Yes, mother, you are enough, okay? Don't fear, don't be anxious, be patient. Persevere in my love and be humble. Pray your rosaries, have devotion to my immaculate heart, and the rest I got to come in due time, you know? This is why we don't worry. We don't worry for bishop, for priest. If God doesn't want us to, we pray. We pray for them, but we don't worry. We pray for bishops and priests, yes, for vocations. But we don't worry. We don't worry. Even if we don't have masses and sacraments. No, we don't worry about that. We just have to be generous and to pray, Our Lady, to have a habitual perfect contrition, to habitual spiritual communion, and habitual reflection on the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Mass or in his Good Friday devotion with our little solitude. It's what we need. So it's why it's a word of encouragement for you. Just keep going. Doesn't matter the numbers. It's a fact here. It's a fact. Even if you are only one. I know a city in which there's only one person left in the whole city. Let's do it. Let's keep going. And God is going to get with us. It's important. Our Lady said, I am with you. You need something else? No, Mother. Okay. So don't worry. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I